Dog.
You are a little pea-brained sister with a choke-chain heart, useless as fear, frozen stiff on this oppressive, hot day, watching your big brother cry. Your dad has pushed him into the street, pushed him with two widespread palms right at the chest, the way men do. Your brother is sobbing. He is 18, and he's mentally retarded. You don't really know what that means, not yet, but your friend once told you it's like being a dog. When he's 18, it's like he's only 5 in dog years, and he'll act 5 for a long, long time. They call him special. You wish someone would just give him a shot or some pills to make him better, but they tell you this is the kind of sick a doctor can't fix. Your older brother isn't special. He's normal, like you. And here you are, the three of you and your dad, on this hot day in Pearl City. You wonder why they call it Pearl City, because there are no pearls anywhere. But you like it because your grandparents live here and people have lots of pets and lots of barefoot kids your age. They even have an ice cream truck with missiles, Milonas, Big Eds, and Choco Tacos with the crunchy shell. But this is no time for ice cream, because there is a scratch on the brand new Olds. It looks like a thumbnail or a half moon. I didn't do it. I don't know, you all plead, but your dad has already decided who put that little moon there. He looks crazy, like a wolf with black in the eyes, and you wish you were dead already. You wish you could burn in hell and take your brother with you. Your dad is yelling, God piece of what the hell, fucking hell, stupid, so God lolo. Your dad's face is red. The sky is red. Everything's red like an old picture. And you wish you were there already, way, way in the future, and only looking back at this dumb old picture. You can't move. Your brother is crying, making little animal noises, and you wish he would stop. Your dad has pushed him in the chest the way men do. You don't move. You want to die.
You are a silly excuse of a brother. It makes you laugh. Someone should have stamped you out with their thumb. Instead, you are here. The second child. The leader by default. Here are your pets. This broken boy. And this weak girl. You've not chosen this. This relentless sun heating the driveway with rusting car parts in front of this yard in Pearl City. Your grandfather waters the lettuce here in the mornings. But you cannot think of that. Not now. Because your father has pushed a retarded boy, your brother, into the street. Gravel leaps up around their ankles. Your father is mad again. A mad bear, savage and fierce. You imagine him on all fours, attacking. But this is no jungle. This is here. Next to the plumeria tree in front of your grandparents' house. This man is your father, your half-self. You have the same name and the same hands. You wonder what kind of animal you will become. He has seen the scratch on the seat of the brand new Olds. No one knows who put it there, but that doesn't matter now, because your brother is sobbing. Not like a child with a skinned knee, but something much worse. And here you are, your brother's shepherd, until now. For a split second, you imagine yourself quietly turning around, walking away from this tragedy beside the lettuce. You wish these people were TV actors. You do not know them. They're not a part of you. There's even a glass screen separating you from them. But instead, you are frozen by your own fear. And your brother is shivering now. It's 90 degrees. He cries too because you have not come yet. Where are you? He pleads. He is choking on his tears and swallowing, making little animal noises. You were supposed to be some sort of hero. And you think about all the other bullies at school, at the movies, on the bus that you fought off. At least there's that, you think. But in the broad light of this July afternoon, in front of the sidewalk where the three of you once placed a footprint in new cement, you cannot even be the brother you are. And you wonder how many more little deaths he can survive without you.
Bug.
You are a reasonable father and the god of this fiasco. You are the keeper of these cowardly boys, this wayward girl. Your oldest one is slow, retarded, and this is not your fault. It's not anyone's fault, it just is. You are sweating in front of your parents' house, and everything feels like heat rushing at you. The way the kids fought on the drive over, your back melting into the new leather, the heat rising from the gravel, lack of sleep. You finally saved enough money to buy a new car, and here it is, finally, gleaming. And now someone has scratched the seat already. Isn't there something you can call your own? Sometimes you imagine leaving for work and never coming back, tiptoeing quietly away from their gentle breathing in the half light of the morning, but somehow their images will follow you wherever you go, like a rain cloud or a school of fish, those children swimming after you. So here you are, with three oblivious children under this blazing sun in the very spot where you were once 14. You felt 14 for as long as you can remember, even now. Has it really been 30 years, you think, since you first rode your new orange bike up this path? Was it 30 years since you dug up the red soil so the plumeria tree could be planted? Is it here that you remember your father barking orders at you, telling you, can't you even dig a hole right? You remember his anger and the unforgiving sun on your backs? Goddamn, good-for-nothing son, you, he says, and shoves you aside, grabbing the shovel. You recall the red heaps of dirt he flung at your feet without looking. Later, you remember that everything was stained red for a long time, even your skin. But all of that is silly now, because your children have no idea what fear is, what work is. They must be taught. It must be. You are like a lion tamer. They are the lions. It is natural. It must be. You did not ask for this retarded boy. But here he is before you, sweating and crying like a pathetic animal, and you must do what is necessary. Discipline is the only way, you think. You want him to grow up, so you treat him like a man, and you have pushed him, and you wish you hadn't, because now you see he is just a child, a tiny child, a tiny bug in the hand. But now it's too late, and it's happening again. Oh God, you think it's happening again, and you are saying things you don't even recognize, and your children's eyes are on you, the sun is on you, and you wish you were somewhere else, far away, somewhere blue in the middle of the ocean, and there would be water, just endless water everywhere you look, just blue, blue, blue.